Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you this day. We bless you, Lord, for all you have done for us from the beginning of this year to this day. For indeed, Lord, you have protected us, you have guided us, you have provided for us, you have healed, you have delivered. You have done all sorts of wondrous things in our lives. And what else can we say, Lord, than just to say thank you, Lord? We thank you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our provider, our sufficiency, our all in all. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us, Lord, to gather to hear your word this day. And we thank you, Lord, that the word we are going to hear will make many in our lives. It will transform, it will heal, it will deliver. Indeed, it will draw us closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'm very excited to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled Making the Inspired Word of God Work for You. Making His Word, His inspired word, work for you. I pray that the word of God will work for you. The word of God will make meanings in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that indeed you will not just be hearers of his word, but for true you will be doers of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 21. And I'm reading from verse 43 to 45. Joshua 21, reading from verse 43 to 45. It says, "So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all round." The Lord will give you rest all round. The Lord will surround you with his rest in the name of our Lord Jesus. He said, "The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he has sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them." Your enemies will not be able to stand against you, because the Almighty God will garrison round about you, because the Almighty God will surround you with his fire. And indeed, he will make you impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. God will grant you the grace to overcome every attack of the enemy concerning you, concerning your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he has sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. He will deliver your enemies into your hands. And verse 45, he said, "Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. It will not be a mirage in the mighty name of Jesus. It will terminate every form of delay, every form of denial of his promises in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, every power, every force that is not allowing his word to come to pass in your life, the Almighty God himself will remove them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, talking about having the inspired word of God to work for us, to make meaning, to transform us, what is it that you also need to do? Because the word of God is yea and amen. He said, none of his word will return void unto him without fulfilling that which he sent to do. So his word is there, he's settled. His word is forever settled. So it depends on you and I. So what do we need to do? Number one is that you must be ready to do more than others. That is, live a holy life. Be holy for God. Live a life of holiness. God will not tolerate iniquity. You cannot continue to be in sin and expect the word of God to be fulfilled in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 5, reading from verse 39, he said, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other cheek to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him take your cloak. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. Do good. Do good. Don't go about causing havoc. Don't go about fighting everywhere. Don't be a person that the moment you get into a place, everybody know that problem have started. Trouble has started. Brothers and sisters, you need to be a good ambassador of Christ. Be a good ambassador of Christ. Let Christ be seen in you. Let Christ not just be heard from your mouth, but let it be seen in you. And God will grant you the fulfillment of his promises in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing why we can make the word of God to be fulfilled in our lives is that you and I need to be an evangelist for Christ. We need to tell the world about Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading verse 4, it says, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. You have a ministry, but every one of us is called to be an evangelist. Every one of us is called to share the good news, to tell the whole world about this Christ. Go there and let them know that there is a God somewhere. There is a God somewhere who can deliver them. There is a God somewhere who can make way for them. There is a God somewhere who loves them. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark 16, verse 15, he said, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. You will not be condemned in the name of Jesus. And he says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That is the promise of God. But for that promise to be fulfilled, you must first of all do that which he said in that verse 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Not only people that look like you, not only people that have your color of the skin, but everyone. Not only people in your class, preach the word of God. He has sent you and I to go and proclaim the gospel. And wherever we go, let us proclaim the gospel. And as we do it, the Almighty God will fulfill his promises in our lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to do for the word of God to be fulfilled in our life, we need to be ready to serve. Serve in his vineyard. Do the work of God. Do his work. Serve in the vineyard. In that passage that we read, it says, be an evangelist, but also fulfill your ministry. So you have a ministry to do, and whatever ministry God has called you to, you need to fulfill it. In the book of Matthew 23, verse 11, say, but he who is greatest amongst you shall be your servant, And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Brothers and sisters, be ready to serve. Be ready to serve. When you serve, God knows what you are doing. God is recognizing you, and he will reward you at the appropriate time. Do the work of God. There are people who, by the time they get to the church, they begin to do the work of God. They begin to clean the church. They begin to wash the toilet. They begin to do a lot of things in the house of God. And suddenly, those things that they have been asking God for, what they have been looking for from God, before you know it, they have it delivered to them. The Lord will deliver your blessing to you in the name of Jesus. As you serve him, as you do his work, the Lord will make way for you. As you are minding the business of God, the Almighty God will mind your own business too, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to do is that you and I, we must make sure that we are at peace with God, we are at peace with ourselves, and we are at peace with man. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, reading verse 1, Romans 5, reading verse 1, says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be at peace with God. You need to be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with others. Like I told you earlier on in this message, that look, you don't go about causing havoc everywhere you go. The Lord will grant you the grace to be at peace with yourself. Brothers and sisters, situation may not be going on the way you want it to be, but that does not mean God has forgotten you. It doesn't mean that God has forsaken you. No, he just wants you to pass through that test. And as you pass through it, the Almighty God will show himself awesome on your behalf. You know, I want you to know that our timing is not God's timing. You may think that God is delayed or is God sleeping. No, he neither sleeps nor slumbers. He knows what you are going through. So brothers and sisters, derive your peace from God. Don't derive your peace from your situation, from your circumstance, because those situations, those circumstances are not permanent. Nothing is permanent except Jesus. So why don't you hold on to that which is permanent, Jesus? And he is the Prince of Peace. He will grant you peace in every area of your life. Just hold on to him. And you see his promises, you see his word coming to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, it is this Jesus that we need. It's him we need to hold on to, and he will do it for us. And also the book of John 11 verse 40, he said, and Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Is there somebody there today who wants to see the glory of God? Jesus is telling you, if you believe, you will see his glory. If you believe, you will see his word coming to pass in your life. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that it is impossible to please this God without faith. Why don't you believe him? Why don't you trust in him? Why don't you hold on to his word? Hold on to his promises. Do not look at your situation. Do not look at your circumstance. The more you look at those situations, the more you amplify them. Rather, look unto the word of God and begin to magnify the word of God concerning that situation. And you see him moving mightily on your behalf. It will be so in the name of Jesus. If you are listening to me today, you are not even sure whether you have a relationship with this God. I want to give you this unique and wonderful and glorious opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And so wherever you are, because his promises for you are good promises, his thought for you are of good and not of evil, to bring you to that expected end. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life. He will perfect that which concerns you. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. Every obstacle the enemy has put in your way, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not hear bad report concerning you. That good report you are waiting for, you will hear that good news even before this week comes to an end in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every prince of Persia that has delayed your blessing, the Almighty God will send his angel to remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. It is well with you in the morning. The Almighty God will perfect that which concerns you. He will put a song of rejoicing in your mouth this season in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.